is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Heavy rain in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas prompted flood warnings. Areas of Kentucky could get as much as 8 inches of rain. Governor Andy Beshear has declared a preemptive state of emergency. Flash flooding and mudslides have savaged parts of California, still recovering from recent wildfires. Cara Finstrom is in a neighborhood in Altadena.
About 7 blocks from the canyon above, this is a straight shot down, and mud, water, debris just came rushing down. Crazy force there. Fortunately, nobody appears to have been hurt.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is on a tour of the Middle East and will soon travel to Saudi Arabia to start talks with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. CBS's Margaret Brennan has details.
The State Department was very firm in saying this was just about bilateral issues and trying to find an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's version of events was far more detailed, claiming that there was discussion about putting more diplomats in Russia and Russians in America.
Discussing an end to both the war in Ukraine and Gaza has been the major focus at the Munich Security Conference. Philip Lazzarini is the Commissioner General of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
Return to an all-at-war situation with a total ceding of the Gaza Strip would be an absolute disaster for the population.
Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages today, while Israel released 369 Palestinian prisoners, including 36 serving life sentences. Ohio's health department has confirmed a farmer in that state has been discharged from the hospital after being sickened by bird flu. WKRC-TV's Tyler Madden with the latest.
The agriculture department says more than 10 million birds in Ohio alone have died from the bird flu. Health departments across the state continue to monitor the trends.
It's a very low risk to the general public that they're going to get avian influenza.
Experts say cases in humans mostly involve people who work closely with birds.
So far, 4 Americans have been hospitalized with the bird flu. The virus has been spreading in wild birds in the U.S. since 2022. There's a push in Utah to allow students as young as kindergartners to learn gun safety.
The Republican-controlled State House approved a measure yesterday that would require public school students to receive mandatory instruction from K to 12 to respond if they encounter a gun. The lessons would demonstrate best practices on handling firearms.
CBS's Allison Keyes says the lessons could be presented via video or in person. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's a question. Could a low credit score affect your dating prospects? CBS's Stephen Kaufman has the answer.
Are you ready for romance? Well, a report from Bankrate finds that a low credit score could lead to dating difficulties.
We saw a trend of people putting their credit scores on their dating profiles. If people are doing this, what would they say if they saw someone who had a low credit score?
Bankrate's Binay Wilson says more of those dating are being turned off by the other person's low credit score and is as concerning as personality and other assets. However, honesty may be the best policy.
Especially if the person with the low credit score shows them what they're doing to fix the problem.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A better question might be, why would you post your credit score on a dating app, especially if it's a low score? Do people actually do that? Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers, minor additional accumulations, breezy with lows in the low 20s. Only in the mid-20s tomorrow, flurries end in the morning, cloudy sky for the afternoon. Much colder for next week. Current temp is 30.
Climb so high, I never wanna die. Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Time.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance there to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
until that morning I'll work and slave, and I'll save every dime. But tonight she'll have to steal away to see me one more time. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down for that side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Bay lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
More than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
W-R-J-N. Blinded by the light.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to whose heart is true. And I want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. Ooh. To whose heart is true. Don't be cruel. Ooh. To whose heart is true.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. First it was wildfires, now mudslides. CBS's Elise Preston is in a neighborhood in Altadena, California.
Thick mud blankets block upon block in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The storm pushed debris downhill.
The fire itself already took such a huge emotional toll, and just to have this added on top of it, it's terrifying.
Worrying residents, an unpredictable cycle of extreme weather from drought to deluge.
President Trump says he's reached out to Russia about ending the war in Ukraine. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, says everyone should be part of the negotiation.
It's obvious that the Ukrainians have to be at the table. It's their country. They were invaded. They've been fighting for nearly 3 years, so that is obvious. The Europeans should be there because of a security guarantee. It sounds like the security guarantee guarantee there's going to be some forces on the ground in Ukraine that are able to stop another Russian invasion.
Security guarantees are among the issues being discussed at the Munich Security Conference, with Ukraine's President Zelensky calling for European forces to help defend Ukraine. Hamas has released three more Israeli hostages. In exchange, Israel released 369 Palestinian prisoners. This man was among them. He spoke through an interpreter.
I was arrested on November the 11th, 2023 at the Netzarim checkpoint whilst traveling from Gaza to the south. The treatment we endured was extremely harsh.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's future is murky as President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency tries to shut it down. Some nonprofits are asking judges to step in and help defend the agency that sets rules.